As construction of the upcoming Purple Line Light Rail project winds its tracks through the Maryland suburbs, it's expected to bring new development to the area. That development could push out longtime residents and business owners, but even construction of the line poses a threat to some shops. From WAMU's affordability desk, Sasha Ann Simons reports on business owners simply trying to survive while the line is being built.
For concerned business owners along the Purple Line, Javier Rivas is here to help. He's a program manager at the Latino Economic Development Center.
There's a general anxiety of that this will be a project that forces them to shut down.
Rivas meets regularly with small business owners in the Silver Spring and Tacoma Park neighborhoods who are worried about what the construction of the rail line will bring. He says most businesses are immigrant-owned, and sometimes there's a language barrier. Rivas and his team tell them what to expect over the next 3 years while the project is being built and provide business owners with access to helpful resources. One of the concerns, he says, is whether customers will know that the business is open during the construction.
We can say, okay, let's work on a very specific marketing project for you. You know, so we can design your, business cards for you. We can design postcards, flyers.
Jaha Hair Studio on Bonifin Street gets a steady stream of customers 5 days a week. Bonifin is like a little main street for the surrounding community. The salon has catered to its mostly African-American clients with natural locks for over 20 years.
I do know the difference.
But owner Susan Peterkin wonders how long she can keep clients satisfied. Tracks for the Purple Line will run right past her business. And Peterkin says the project has already taken away some of the street parking she shares with about 20 other shops on the block.
We're going to go from 30-something parking space to five. And then there's going to be construction of the train coming down and we're not going to be able to cross the road. There's going to be no parking. What's going to happen?
Peterkin's future on Bonifin Street is uncertain. She doesn't have a current lease and is renting month to month. She also wonders if the influx of new developments will drive up that rent or inspire her landlord to sell the property and force Peterkin out.
I know the rent is going to have to be raised, but it's going to be raised to a level that I can afford.
It's hard to say how much the rent will increase after the Purple Line is built. What is certain is that Bonifin Street will soon be narrowed to one lane. Some Maryland lawmakers have tried to get financial help for small businesses along the Purple Line corridor to no avail. They sought after grants and tax credits to help with losses. But a $5 million grant from Chase Bank is helping local organizations, including the Latino Economic Development Center, ramp up their outreach efforts. Carla Julian works with Purple Line Transit Constructors, the company building the line. She says it's part of the contract to keep business owners and their customers up to speed with what's to come.
We also provide open during construction signage for businesses. And we always have to maintain access for pedestrians and deliveries as we work through construction.
But Julian says that's about all they can do.
Obviously, there are going to be impacts because we've got lane closures. We've got, we're working in the road doing utility relocation. So impacts are going to continue.
A little over a mile away from the hair salon sits El Gavilan, a Salvadorian restaurant on Flower Avenue in Silver Spring. The family-owned business has become a staple in the community and has been passed down to Ana Rivera. Though Rivera is looking forward to new customers the upcoming transit line could bring, she's aware she isn't serving the type of fare you typically find at a fast casual restaurant near downtown transit stops.
How am I going to get these people to be interested in our food and our, flavor? Have them come in and want to be curious to come and taste it.
Both Peterkin and Rivera agree. The Purple Line will be good for the area, connecting the suburbs to the city. But they say what good is the multi-million dollar project if longtime businesses like theirs can't stick around to reap the benefits? For WAMU's Affordability Desk, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.